The Barbican. The beginnings of the construction of the fortifications are connected to the beginning of Warsaw. The walls were necessary to protect the city. The first protection were ramparts with a wooden earth structure. In the late 14th century, a brick wall was built, in which there were two gates and several towers. From the mid-15th century, the construction of the second outer ring of walls began. The city also had a moat. In the 18th century, the city walls ceased to be useful. Partially demolished, in many places enclosed with tenement houses, they have survived to our times. One of the most interesting elements of the city's fortifications, popular in the Middle Ages, is the barbican. It is a brick building sticking out of the defensive walls with turrets erected on the Gothic bridge. It gave additional protection, but it was also part of the city gates. It was built in the mid-16th century, but already in the 18th century it was partially demolished. It no longer fulfilled defensive functions. In the 19th century, the remains were incorporated into the newly built tenement houses in its place. The photo shows Piwnica Gdańska, tenement house which existed in its place, but was not rebuilt after the war. It was decided to rebuild the barbican and Gothic bricks were used for this, which is why it looks very real. In summer, you can visit the barbican. There is an exhibition of our Museum of Warsaw about the defensive walls of old Warsaw. You will see the old town from a different perspective and check how much space the defenders had in these corridors upstairs.